One more second, guys. Modified apes, I see you are trying to join, but I think Twitter's given you a bit of an issue here. I'll give you another second. I mean, maybe it's me. I hear somebody, but I don't see them on here. Modified, is that you? Hello, Modified? Apes. Welcome. All right. It still says here you are trying to request to speak, but I see you're on here, so you're good. Okay, great. Okay, we will get started with our announcements for the week and then hear from our creators. All right, so quick announcements for the week. Stargaze Launchpad celebrates its 2-year anniversary, so congratulations to us. We've had 70,000 addresses that have minted and over $10 million, about $10 million in mint revenue gone to creators. NFT loans and on-chain raffles are now here, brought to you by Atlas DAO. And part 6 of the Interchain Chronicles, the Butterfly Effect, is live as a featured auction. On our governance news, we have 2 props on-chain. 1 to whitelist tokens for live auction. The current DNOMs to be whitelisted are Adam, Staked Adam, Stake Stars, Wrapped ETH, XLR Wrapped ETH, and Noble USDC. There's also an on-chain proposal from the Liquidity DAO to request the Staked Osmo in the community pool to use as collateral to mint USK and swap for USDC and provide liquidity with stars and USDC to the USDC pool on Osmosis to deepen our liquidity there. So those are updates for the week, and let's go ahead and hear from our creators now. We have Modified Apes with us. Welcome, Modified Apes. Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, so tell us about yourself and your project and what brings you to Stargaze. All right, let's hope we have better luck this time. I think Modified Apes, you have been invited. Sure do. Can you guys give us a thumbs up if you guys can hear him? I'll put a comment in the thread. Okay, great. I saw a bunch of thumbs up there. Wait. I'm seeing thumbs down now. Is there a bunch of thumbs down? Oh, what are these thumbs down? So you guys can't hear? Okay. Let me try something else here. Okay. Can you guys hear me on this? Is there any thumbs up here? Oh, guys, Modified Apes, I don't see you up here. All right, so everyone can hear me, and everyone can also hear Modified Apes. Thumbs up for that. All right, thanks. I think we're good. If there's any issue, please let me know. So, Modified Apes, let's take it from the top, huh? I know this is Modified Apes. I think this is just you and me talking. I don't think anyone can hear us. I hear you. I don't know why. There's only a limited amount of speakers we can put on there. Actually, let's see. I'm gonna approve everyone to come and talk up here, and see if they can maybe help us out.
Yeah, maybe you guys can hear me. I don't know, but yeah, we can hear you talking, but we can't hear Modified Apes. So I don't know if people can hear me. I don't know if we can do a thumbs up if you guys can hear me.
I can hear everything, but Modified Apes is still like designated as a listener on mine.
Like, yeah, same for me too. Like,
listener on mine, but I can hear him. Modified Apes, can you talk? Can the other speakers hear Modified Apes?
No, he doesn't. We don't see him as a speaker. like at all up here, so he's not speaking to us.
I put a screenshot in. It's just like he's like a straight listener.
Maybe you have an open call with him and still listening to them.
I know, right? Maybe it's just on your phone. Like,
Modified Apes, do you have a PC or a computer you can try?
So yeah, I was able to hear everybody else. Just Modified Apes, we just can't hear him. So
yeah, this is all for you, Modified Apes. open to suggestions, guys. What do you think we should do here? Should we restart the space? Modified Apes, do you want to try getting on your PC?
Or does he just have another account? Just,
yeah, do you have another Twitter account you could try? It might be like shadow banned or something. I've never seen this issue where you can talk on a Twitter space, but no one else can hear you and it doesn't show up.
Well, I mean, think of the millions of different like interfaces trying to come together right now. Who knows, man?
Damn you, Elon. Get your shit together, man.
I mean, we can turn the space into like a Twitter bashing space as well until we're able to get Modified Apes back on here.
I can chill all day, dude.
Oh yeah, I mean, this is a shilling space a little bit for Modified Apes. I'm really sad that he can't make it here. You know, we have another project as well launching, which is from Umi, which is a pixel cat project. I believe she's unable to make it today. Kitty Paradise, that's it. So this is really just turning into a community space, guys, for the time being.
Let's talk about what just launched on Atlas DAO then. It's going to start loaning their NFTs.
Yeah, Atlas DAO was in here a second ago. Atlas DAO, are you still in here? Do you want to come and chat about it? I haven't had the opportunity to play with it yet. I think they left.
Yeah, I think I want to put a Pixel Squid in there or something else. I want to try it out.
Have you guys had a chance to play with the loans and raffles yet?
Dude, I did this like raffle that was like obviously not degen enough for like the Stargaze community. Like, it's so funny. Like, I'm down $270 on this mint because like I made it just like a straight up fair like mint, you know, like it's every there's one out of 10 of these has got a star printed on it and you just get $100. Like, that's the deal. And it's like 300 stars and just like 27 or 30 mints in, it just stopped. And like I was gonna give half of the mint out to like five people on like a Stargaze space, like I like not trying to make any money, and like couldn't sell like damn free like degen shit. I was like, oh no, like the space is dead, like I need to sell all my NFTs, you know. But I guess it just wasn't a bad kid, you know.
Hello, do you hear me?
I can hear you. Can everyone else hear Modified Apes?
No, nothing.
Okay, you know, Stardy had an idea of us trying to continue this space in Discord. If you guys are down for that, we can try that as well. But, you know, if we can't hear you, Modified Apes, then...
let's go to the Discord, then.
Let's go to Discord.
Wait. Now we can hear.
Oh, we can hear now? Can we hear Modified Apes?
I can hear Modified Apes.
I heard him, too, as well.
Nice.
Okay, so we're good. We're all thumbs up here. Twitter's fixed this problem. Okay, looks like it. Okay, Modified Apes. So I think you now got your pitch down pretty well for your project. So let's hear it.
Yeah, I will start from the project then. So it's a collection of 5,000 Modified Apes containing more than 450 handmade traits. All of the apes have its own rarity and some stats like testosterone, agility, and intelligence. Utilities are, we will have the DAO created via DAO. So 50% of the royalty proceeds will go into DAO treasury. Secondly, we are creating the active community on our Discord and doing it pretty well. So we have a lot of people playing games like poker, lol beans and having great prizes of all the collections in the Stargaze. And thirdly, we started to creating the new collection, which will be airdropped to the ape holders, and it will have the separate utility. And yeah, small secret, it will be kind of predictions platform. Yeah, that's was regarding the collection. That's my first project. Yep.
No, thanks. It's great to hear you and your voice. Can you tell us a little bit about the art, right? What the inspiration behind it was, and the rest of the team behind the project?
Yeah. So I was really interested in validating in Atom ecosystem, and I have found the chain Stargaze. So I started to research and fell in love into the collection BadKids. I think most of you also like this collection. So after that, I decided, we have to make something cool, what with apes. And that's how we got inspired. We made a hard work and made a lot of trades. I think the collection is pretty interesting.
Yeah, the art looks pretty cool. How long have you guys been working on this project? Or like, when did you initially like conceptualize the idea to do a project, essentially?
So it's 1.5 of the month. And as we have the two artists in the team, it's moving pretty fast. Yep. Regarding the overall team of the Modified Apes, I'm acting as the project manager. We'll manage the DAO. Also, as I said, we have the two artists in our team who are in charge of the drawing the collections, and one community manager who is hosting the different games and Poké tourneys in our Discord.
Yeah. So, what would you say your overall goal with the project is?
Have fun, build a big community, and the kind of main utility also comes with our secondary connection, as I said, the prediction platform.
And how have you gone about like marketing your project?
As you all know, the community in Stargaze is pretty friendly. So I got a lot to write to the pleb. He helped me to get connected with the right people who were always ready to help us and cooperate. Personally, I'm the fan of the Sneaky Production collections. So the main aim was to collab with them. And yeah, we took some snapshots of Sneaky collection holders. So you're in the whitelist. Congratulations. And there is one-of-one ape with sneaky traits available for minting. But yeah, community is really great in Stargaze, and all the people are really helpful. And it was pretty easy to get the people involved.
And what would you say was the most challenging thing about launching this collection?
As we have more than 450 trades in the collection, it was kind of really a nightmare to make all the rarities. So I think it's done pretty perfectly and you will like it, but it was really hard. Regarding the coding and launching the project, it was pretty easy. All the documentation was clear. So it's some 2-3 hours and it's ready, but rarity is a nightmare.
Yeah, so did you generated a lot of different images, right, and chose the ones you like the most?
No, we didn't make some manual work. I spend a lot of time in the Excel tables putting these rarities and making the best traits to be more rare than in others. But we didn't spend time like manually choosing these apes should be in the collection and these shouldn't be. Like, we randomly generated and it was kind of perfect.
Okay. And what advice do you have to new creators who are looking to do their first project?
Be friendly, be supportive, be open. And of course, don't be scared to start your own collection.
Yeah, no, great. At this time, let's go ahead and take any questions or comments from the community. Please request to speak, and we'll get you guys on here. We've got a few speakers from earlier, so I don't know if you guys have any questions or comments from Modified Apes. No questions for these guys.
Where are you from? Where are you from, Modified? What general region?
I'm Estonian.
Cool. Yeah, how do you find this place? I'm kind of just interested.
Can you repeat?
How did you find Stargaze and come like to this this place?
Probably my mic was down when I talked about that, but firstly I was really interesting to become the validator in some chain of Atom ecosystem, and it appeared that Stargaze is the perfect option. I started researching that, but I post my idea to become the validator, and I got the huge inspiration to create the own project.
Are you validating on Stargaze?
No. I want it, but it's currently like on pause. So yeah, we started the collection instead of validating.
What are some of your favorite traits in this collection?
Sorry?
What are some of your favorite traits in the collection?
I'm hearing you badly. What are the traits?
Your favorite traits, some that speak to you.
I really like the geometric body. So who's to know what makes this collection kind of unique? We have created 15 different body types. And my favorite is geometric one, like looks like triangle ape. And laser eyes.
Looks like we have Wiener friends on. Welcome, Wiener. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Hi. Yeah, thank you very much for having me on. And hi, everyone who is listening. I hope you are hearing me. I actually have a question for Modified Apes, because I will be launching my own collection very soon as well. And one of the biggest problems or one of the biggest challenges that I faced was, when do you decide that you have enough traits? Like, if you're a creator or if you're creative, you can just keep on creating and keep on having more ideas. But when did you decide, or how did you decide, like, now is enough?
It's kind of hard to answer, because like we decided from the very beginnings that we will have 15 body types, and each body type should have approximately 30 to 40 different traits. So we didn't think like, is it enough or it's not enough? Like, we just followed our plan from the beginning. Easy as that. But I think you can like statistically understand that most of the collections have around 200, I think, maybe 250 traits. That's okay. And the size of the collection also makes sense. What size of collection you want to launch?
All All right, thank you for that answer.
And tell us about the secondary collection that you guys made. Like how and when did you decide to do that, right? Like, you're in the middle of making one collection, like, okay, let's just make another collection to airdrop. Like, what was the thinking behind that?
I will not currently share what is the secondary collection, but I will explain the purpose. So when we started to create this one, we like had two options. Should we go to the DAO to look at the DAO, or to make the staking of the NFTs and so community can receive some tokens? Firstly, we decided to go with DAO, and it will be our kind of OG collection, Modified Apes. And the secondary one that will include the staking of the secondary collection to receive some tokens and further utility, which I shared in the two questions ago with kind of prediction platform, which will need some tokens to engage with.
Yeah, can you tell us about this prediction platform? Like,
no.
It's still being developed.
No, for example, there is a question, will Modifypes mint out or not? And you can put some bet on it, like in our kind of secondary collection token.
So is this going to be like a set of contracts you guys make, or like how's the prediction market going to work? Is it like a totally off chain?
That's a great question. Maybe it's also through the, how it's called, subdao. So there will be some people in charge who will create these questions, and who will in charge of this system. But we'll see. I cannot share all the details right now.
Okay, and the best way to get in touch with you guys and like be involved in the project is jump in your Discord.
Yeah, in Discord we have daily games. So today we had a poker session. So nearly 30 people was there. So jump in. Let's play some games, win some cool prizes from different collections across the Stargaze, and be friendly with each other there. Simple as that.
Okay, great, guys. Do we have any more questions or comments for Modified Apes or Stargaze while we're up here? All right, Women from Cosmos.
Hello, hello. So it's not a question. It is actually a comment. So I'm coming here to say, you guys, congratulations. 2 years of the Genesis launch. And, you know, I wanted to come here and share the love. Hope you're enjoying the platform. We've been seeing Stargaze building and adding more and more features. And I think that's amazing. So yes. Thank you for creating the home for Women from Cosmos, basically.
Yeah, thank you for launching with us. If you guys don't know, Cosmos was one of the Genesis collections who's been with us from the very beginning. So thank you for choosing Stargaze as a home and always being a great cheerleader for us. And let's hear from Sean.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just thought it was funny. Like, I mean, I launched like a raffle thing myself, and like, it was so funny, like nobody responded at all, and it was like the least degenerate like raffle that you could do. Like, I'm literally like, it just 1 in 10 of them has a star on it. It's called IBC White Papers, and like you get $100 and like they're about $10 give or take to mint. And like second half of the collection is just literally white sheets of paper, and like I'm just gonna raffle off like to 5 people live with Google random number generator. But like, it wasn't degen enough, so it just, you know, 30 people in quit. So I was just gonna shill it a bit, see if like I'm down like $270 on the mint, because I paid out like 5 different people already. It's pretty funny, like I'm degen the other way so bad.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to try something and see if it works. Like, you just don't know what's going to hit sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I didn't want to do bad kid, like, content at all. You know, I wanted to try, like, original IP something for a change. You know, like, it's kind of, I don't know. It's not that it's, like, raw. It's just, you know, it's great, but it is what it is, you know. And then I'm like, somebody literally asked me what a white paper was. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I am way off on this, you know. Like, oh my god,
that's pretty funny. Great, guys. Looks like we've got, I know we had somebody else just pop up here to speak. Was it Bad Bruce? I think Bad Bruce, you're up. We may not be hearing Bad Bruce here, but let's hear from Atlas DAO. They just launched their NFT loans and raffles on chain. So, how's everything going?
Yeah, we're going been pretty good. So happy to finally get this done. It's going pretty smooth so far. We haven't had any issue on the site, so hopefully nothing bad happened. just joking. But things are going great. So basically, we launched a peer-to-peer NFT loan. So you can go on our platform, request a loan against your NFTs, and badly from the public. And as the NFT holder, you set the term for the loan and stuff like that. And you can also make an offer on the NFT loan that you see, maybe like someone posts a loan that doesn't make sense, but you still want to provide a service to them in a loan fashion, you can make an offer and they can accept it. So, and in the raffle part, all of that are on chain. So you don't even have to trust us. You can just go on chain and verify everything. And for the raffle, as of right now, you can create a raffle with any NFTs. You can bundle NFT, you can have a raffle with 1,000 NFTs, maybe not 1,000, maybe like 10, 20 NFTs for the loan also. So all that are on-chain. Yeah, and our goal is to keep pushing new feature on that aspect, listen to the community, and be a part of Stargate's success.
Oops, sorry, accidentally muted you, Atlas DAO.
Oh, no, you got that. It's fine. And what I was going to say is, like, for me, I see Stargaze as one of the main NFT platform in all crypto. And also, if I was at last, we hope to be a driving force in trying our best to contribute to that success. That's my dream also in crypto. I want to contribute to something that I can be part of, either on Stargaze or any other chain, but, like, I'm excited. So if you haven't used the platform yet, go check it out. It's great. All of it was funded through Atlas DAO, so there's no community pool, no token, nothing of that. It's a community-driving platform, you could say. And the goal is to keep pushing it along. We have a couple contributors on the back end, on the smart contract side, that, it's going to get pretty interesting in the next month and a half. Because we have some new feature we're working on, so it's going to be pretty great. If you own an NFT collection or down on Stargaze, you'll be able to do some pretty neat stuff that I can't share yet, but this is just the beginning.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. It's almost like you gave us a little bit of a launchpad birthday gift with the NFT, with the loans and raffles. So thank you for that.
Yeah. You're welcome, man. I'm excited. Because, you know, like, I don't know if you remember the early days with SkyMark. It's interesting because that same mint is the main reason this platform is there. Because when we launched SkyMark, we were like one of the Genesis projects. When we launched SkyMark, we never sold any of the stars from that mint. We kept all of them in our treasury. And since then, we've been taking those meds since the Genesis, since 2 years ago, you could say. And due to that fund from that med grew in value and we're able to contract a couple devs to build this platform. So it's kind of like circled back into SkyMod. It's so cool. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Yeah, you guys have also been here from pretty much the very beginning. I remember chatting with you at the very beginning and how excited you were when you guys were featured and your mint was up. And you've come a long way from, you know, just having an idea of an NFT project and now deploying contracts and pretty much running a DAO. So congratulations on all your progress over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's go.
Start, game. Yeah. Fairies, I know you said you had a question. You are welcome to come up and chat with us. I'm just requesting you to speak or gave you the ability to speak. Are you on here? Is this Fairies? Can everyone else hear her? Because I'm not seeing her on here, but I can hear you. It still seems listener to me. Guys, thumbs up if you could hear her.
I can't hear you. I
can hear you, but they cannot hear you. Let's see. Maybe if you reconnect. Well, or what you can do is you can tell me what your question is, and I can repeat it. Hey, other speakers, can you hear her?
No.
Oh, it's the same exact issue, dude.
Yeah, it's something with X, but I can hear you, and I can also I can repeat the question, and you can try and leave and come back again too, and we can have a conversation. Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. So her question was: she is a new artist to Stargaze. And what are some resources to help her get up to speed? Anyone want to take that one? Maybe Maria?
Yes, sure. So resources in terms of how to mint your collection, how to create generation, or what exactly? And I don't know if she's talking, but I cannot hear her.
Yeah, I can hear her. I guess your question was about exposure, right, Fairies? I'd probably say the best way to gain exposure is through collaborations with other projects on Stargaze. Like, it's a very close-knit community and people are very friendly. You'll see different projects' traits in each other's projects. People come on to different spaces. And of course, there is the featured mints, right? So there's two ways to be featured. The first way is to win the featured auction spot that we put up every week. And you can also submit to be a team pick as a curated pick. And I see a woman from Cosmos has her hand up, so I'm going to let her.
No, actually, you cover everything. To be honest, I would say to be involved and active, you know, like get to connect with other projects, but please don't just, you know, DM people to ask him for collaboration, never reach out again. I know it's hard, but I truly encourage you guys to keep, you know, like being connected with the rest, because you never know. And it can be a win action in the sense that maybe that collection or project can bring eyes to whatever you're building. I will truly say be honest, open, don't be afraid to ask questions, don't play any persona, please. Sorry if I'm too, hard now, but, you know, over 2 years, so I guess I have experience. But definitely just connect with people and join spaces. I think it's the best option to, you know, tell your story, tell us what inspires you, what you've been doing, your background. I love to get to know from more artists, definitely myself. And I know that there are more people that love to, you know, who love to get to know you. Spaces, here you have one every Thursday, Stargaze Space at, 7 p.m. UTC. I don't know, for EST, because I know you guys changed the clock. Then also, I know the Homestead, he hosts some spaces as well. Also, if you follow me or my personal account, which you will find on my bio, I'm hosting as well different spaces during the week, and you're always welcome. Actually, now in 10 minutes, we're hosting our Women from Cosmos space. You can join us. You can talk about everything. And just, you know, tell your story, connect with people. Stargaze family, like, seriously, they are really friendly. You will see support instantly. And yes, welcome.
Yeah, Fairies, I don't know if you're with us, so if you were able to hear all of that, but that was some great info for you. Okay, she says thank you. Yeah, let us know if you have any more questions. And join the Discord. That's really like the best way to ask us questions or keep in touch with the greater Stargaze community. Yeah, follow her. Yeah, Maria is a great resource and very, very friendly, and highly recommend interacting and just chatting with her. Let's go ahead and hear from Sleek. You got your hand up. Hopefully we can hear you. Sleek, we are ready for you.
Sorry, are you talking about me, Selek?
Selek. All right, real quick, before you continue, can everyone hear Selek? Can you guys give me a thumbs up?
Yeah. Can you hear my voice? Yeah, I see a thumbs up. Okay, that's
okay. Cool. They can hear you. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, yeah. So, hello, everybody. I'm Selek, and I'm new to the whole Stargaze scene, and I'm here to kind of learn about minting and projects. And it was very, very good to hear that the Modified Apes told that they are from Estonia, because I'm located in Finland, very next to them. So tervist to Modified Apes. And I have a question for you guys, if you're still listening. Like, your art is very unique, and I love the way that you have drawn them. They look so different from each other. So my question is that, did that kind of complicate the generating of the artwork? And also a second question about legendaries. I read from your Twitter that you have like 5 legendaries. So was it fun coming up, like, trying to figure out what kind of legendaries you wanted to make? Okay, so that's my question. Thank you.
Yeah, do you hear me?
We can't hear you. At least I can. Yeah, good. Thanks for the thumbs up, guys. That's really helpful.
As I told before, the assignment of the rarity was really hard work, as we have lots of traits, and all of them are pretty cool. So it was a good question, which should be more rare. And regarding the second question, there was just 5 people who were supporting us, and so it's Lep, the King, Hoss, Crypto Danny.
Wait, is it me? I can't hear Modify Ape.
Sorry?
Oh, you guys are having issues hearing Modified Apes? Can you give me a thumbs up if you hear him? Okay, I think everyone can hear you.
One of ones are created based on the guys who helped us to share our project basically. So nothing special, nothing special creating the one of ones wasn't there.
That was about the legendaries, right?
Yeah, we have 5 one of ones in the collection. As I told, each of the one of ones are dedicated to the influencers in the Stargaze chain.
Selek, I've got a question for you. Since you're new to Stargaze, how did you find out about us? What brought you here initially?
I found you from a random tweet that I saw. It was the artwork for microcosmic friends, and I've been dabbling in the NFT space, and I have my own collections for a few years, but the art really spoke to me, and I wanted to find out like where it was minting and stuff, and then I found out it's in Stargaze, and then it was a rabbit hole of finding out what it is and trying to see what kind of collections that there are in Stargaze, and I found a lot of brilliant ones with a really unique take on the art. So that's why I'm like fully invested in this, and I have a friend that we are planning on doing a collection on Stargaze now, and our chats have been red hot for a couple of weeks when we're like planning the collection now. So that's why I'm so happy to see that there's a lot of active people here and like supporting art. That's why I'm here.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Looking forward to seeing what your collection is and, you know, your progress at Stargaze here. You know, and this is also a really great time to give a shout out to Stardy, Sirkin, and Signal, who help all of our featured creators and really all the other creators launch projects on Stargaze. So without them, we really wouldn't be having this conversation. So thanks, guys. Nightgo, welcome.
Hi, everyone. Congratulations to Stargaze on the second year anniversary. I hope you can all hear me. Hi, Maria. Hi, Jacob. Hi, everyone on all the projects launching today. My question is really for Atlas DAO, and congrats on the progress so far. I tested the platform in testnet, and I was actually very impressed on how it worked. I have a question. Do you have any collections that are excluded from the loan? And this is to Jacob.
Yep, Jacob.
Can you hear me?
Now I can't hear
you. Okay, can you hear? Should I repeat the question? I was asking.
Yeah,
on your loan platform, have you excluded any collections, any Stargaze collections that cannot be used as collateral? Because I just went there and I tried out something and my wallet didn't show the NFT I was looking for.
No, you can list anything.
Interesting. Okay, I will try that out again.
So we haven't excluded any collection at all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got that.
Oh,
all right. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Do we have any more questions or comments for Stargaze or Modified Apes? Or anyone want to say happy birthday to Launchpad? We got another minute or two left here. Oh. Atlas, you fell off and you came back.
Thanks, Picture Day just ripped off 10 of my NFTs. Thank you.
What was that? Sorry, I missed that.
Picture Day just minted off 10 of my NFTs. I was saying thank you.
Okay. Going into the DAO. Atlas, did you have something you wanted to chat about?
Yes, because what was the question? I'm sorry.
I think you answered the question about any collections being blacklisted from the loans app.
So I don't know. We have a verified badge on the collection, so you know it's the actual collection. So that's what we will have. But as of one, that's a policy until, but subject to change, so we don't know yet. But as of one, I know.
All right, thanks. Tank, welcome.
Hey, guys. Yeah, sounds like Twitter's having one of those days, huh?
man, we know it.
Yeah. I just want to take a moment and say congratulations to Stargaze for being, you know, such a wonderful platform, an amazing team with all these amazing creators. I absolutely love, I try to tune in as much as I can. I love listening to all the new projects, some of the old projects and everything in between. It's just so inspiring all the time. I absolutely love it. And like having you guys' anniversary just recently, just like, you know, it just feels so good to be part of the community and watching it grow. So again, congratulations to everybody that's partaken, minted, that's been here for a while. You guys are the best. With that, I also just wanted to take a moment and not miss it while I have you guys all here, and just wanted to say thank you to Stargaze again for being one of our lead sponsors for the up-and-coming NFT Nashville for 2024. This was just a recent development, and we you guys came in so clutch the first time we did it. You guys came and spoke. It was so amazing. We're growing with Joe and a few others on our team for this year. And again, you guys are coming in clutch, being one of the first to come in and sponsor and get the word out for NFTs. And so I was listening to you guys ask other creators and ask people like, you know, how did you find Stargaze? Like, you guys do such an amazing job supporting everybody. It's great to see. And again, you guys are doing it for this year. If you guys are in Nashville for the Bitcoin conference in the mid-July of this year, we are going to be running NFT Nashville in parallel with them. And so it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone. If you are here for maybe that event and or for just NFT Nashville, again, our biggest sponsor being Stargaze yet again. We would love to see you guys there. We don't have all the details just yet, but I just want to say, because today was one of the developments that we learned that you guys are coming in again and supporting it. Like, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart, from the entire team, from everybody that's in the NFT community in Cosmos and beyond. You guys are the best, man. You guys are the absolute best.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'll have to follow up on these developments. Looks like Saul, we've got you up. Welcome. Saul, do you have a question or comment for us? I think Saul may be gone. Oh, God damn it. We got Saul'd. Oh no. All right, guys. I think this is a good time to end the space. Thanks everyone for joining, and we will see you guys next week. Alright, bye guys. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Terra Spaces.